if you've never done something and you've never seen someone exactly like you do it, or in your family or in your circle of friends do it, you are literally having to create new wiring in your brain to be able to actually believe that it's possible for you.
Welcome to the Expansive Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Lambert, and it's my goal to help heart-centered and soulful entrepreneurs build wildly successful online businesses while pushing their edges, growing their leadership and influence, and becoming the best versions of themselves. I have built 3 six-figure businesses in 3 years while raising 2 young kids and have mentored hundreds of women across many different industries to do the same. Together, we will grow through expansive conversations that activate and shift us on a cellular level so that we can achieve our biggest goals and leave our mark on this world. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hello, hello. I hope you are all feeling wonderful today. Happy Tuesday. As you are listening to this, I am currently on a family vacation in Prince Edward Island, which is an island on the coast of Canada, the East Coast. I've never been out east. I'm so excited. I will give you the scoop once I'm back and all about that family trip. These parents are taking the whole family out, and so it's going to be such an amazing week. And so I know I will just be living it up as this drops, and I hope that you are too. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Today, I want to talk about something that I've been seeing as a theme, and it has to do with achieving our goals. And the theme that I've been seeing lately is that people are feeling like things just aren't happening for them, or they're not happening as fast or the way that they wanted them to or that they expected them to. So I wanted to bring this conversation here because I can so relate to this. And there have been many times in my life and my business specifically where there's a mismatch between the energy that I feel like I'm bringing, the actions, the things that I'm doing, and the results that I'm getting. And of course, things do take time, and we always have to consider that. And there are so many different factors to consider. And so I want to consider some of those factors here today. But it can be so easy to just get frustrated and not be proactive about it and want to blame the economy or the algorithm or your audience or your messaging, constantly looking outside of yourself for the problem. But the truth is that sometimes, as much as you want something, you aren't ready to receive it, or there are blocks stopping you from actually doing the things that are required to be ready for it or to receive it. And that may be hard to hear because it's so much easier to want to blame an external source, and it's hard to 100% accept that we have full control. And I'm sure it might make you think like, okay, like, well, what do I do? And that's what I want to talk about today. So there's no one to blame, which can be annoying, but is also super empowering, right? Like if we are the problem, then we are also the solution. And I know that if you're here and you're listening to this, you're someone who has big goals and desires for your life. And of course, that doesn't happen overnight. And one thing that I always talk about is that while things do take time, they can also happen really fast. And I drew a diagram on Instagram one time explaining this concept, and it's if you look at a chart with like 2 axes, and it's like the graph line is very flat for a while, and then it just spikes. And what this represents is exactly that. It takes time, but it can happen quickly. And so another concept that you've likely heard me talk about is everything is drops in the bucket. Everyone wants abundance and overflow, And they want it quick, but they don't realize that every small action they're doing, while they may not see the overflow yet, it's all building up. It's all compounding in the bucket to eventually get to the point where it's that tipping point where the overflow is there. So that's something just always comforting to know, that nothing is for nothing. Everything has some drops are bigger than others, but at the end of the day, they're all drops in the bucket. And also with big goals, it does come big responsibilities. The bigger your desires, the bigger the bucket is going to be, the more drops that it might take, or the bigger drops. And those big drops that I'm talking about, they're more those big audacious actions, those getting out of your comfort zone, doing something big that you've never done before. That creates more drops, bigger drops, more momentum than the daily safe tasks that you might have always been doing. Both are important, but just knowing if you want to speed things up, really getting outside your comfort zone is going to help. And we're also going to talk more about this as we go on. But when we have these big goals, it comes with responsibility if we desire that, right? And the responsibility is to ourselves to do the things that it takes to achieve them. So if you've never done something and you've never seen someone exactly like you do it, or in your family or in your circle of friends do it, you are literally having to create new wiring in your brain to be able to actually believe that it's possible for you. You might tell yourself, yes, that's possible for me. But the thing is, you're not wired to actually believe that. So it's not your fault, right? And this is why it's so important to understand that it's actually not your fault. And it takes doing something drastic and big to be able to create results that have never been created before by you or by your circle, all of it, by anyone. And so because you're going for these big things, it also requires courage to do things that you've never done before, right? You're creating these, you're having to rewire and create these new pathways. And you're also having to do things that you've never done before. You're having to, you know, what's that saying? I'm terrible at sayings, but basically the gist of it is that you can't do the same thing and expect different results, right? Like, is that the definition of crazy? So we're not crazy. We know that if we do set these big goals and we've never achieved them before, it's going to require something different of us, both in our mindset and in our actions. But the problem is that most people think achieving goals is all external. It's all that second part, that what do they need to do? So they're doing that first part. They're taking the action. They're doing the things, but they're not focusing on the first part, which is the rewiring, the inner shifts that are required to actually be ready and believe and align to those goals. And when you don't have those two things in sync, the results aren't going to come, or it's going to be a lot harder. It's not going to feel as good as if everything were just aligned and you were able to create the result very easily. So let me pause here and say, for me, this has been the fun of the work. Setting a goal and then opening myself up to the growth that is going to be required. And when I say fun, I use that term loosely, because it's also been the deepest, most challenging, but in a good way. The most healing is the best word, because not only does it help me reach my goals faster, but it also makes me a better human. It makes me feel so much better, so that even if I don't achieve my goals, I'm okay. The attachment that I have to them gets released, and paradoxically, I then welcome it in with ease. So balancing both the inner work and the outer strategies is so key. It's not just about what you're doing, it's who you're being, and it's what you're believing. And because of that, I have had results that blow my mind. I have had things happen to me that blow my mind. And the same thing with my clients. When they first come to me, they don't believe the things that actually happened to them. But through our time working together and them being able to actually rewire and shift the way they think about things, suddenly they're getting these results that they did not actually believe possible when we first started together. And it's not the easy way. A lot of people, most people would rather ignore that part of the puzzle and just focus on the things that they can control, the things that feel safe. And this is when you see people who are super successful, but they're very burnt out. They're not fulfilled. Their relationships are suffering. Their health is suffering. They're literally making themselves sick. Like these corporate CEOs who are making $10 million a year, but work crazy hours, are so stressed out, have mistresses and I don't know what the male term for that is, but who never see their kids, who on and on and on. Like, that's not what we want. It's not a you have to choose situation. And if you don't want to choose, then it does require you to do both work, because there are, I could guarantee that there are no CEOs of corporate companies who are making $10 million who feel so calm and so whole and so grounded without doing the inner work. Like, guaranteed, there are some people who are healed and whole at the top of these corporate ladders, but it's because they've done the work, right? So it's these extremes. So because we as entrepreneurs and as expansive humans are always reaching for new heights, new goals, it's so important that we understand the true reason why we aren't seeing the results that we want. And there are a few reasons that someone may not be seeing these results, and they all come back to the same thing, which is that inner work. These are a few of the external reasons. Let me know if you resonate with any of these, okay? You don't know what actions to take. So that's the first one. You don't actually know what actions to take. So if you're wanting to do, but you don't know what actions to take, you think that it's an external, you need the strategy, you need to be told what to do. But the truth is, we know what we need to do. Yes, we can always be learning, but often you can learn all the things, but you need that internal guidance for it to feel good. And then you're able to take action. But if you don't have access to that internal guidance, to your own intuition, then you're not going to know. You're going to feel confused, even if someone is saying, do X, Y, and Z. The second thing, you know what you need to do, but you still aren't doing it. All right, this is a sign that you are likely very dysregulated. Your system, you're in a shutdown state where you can't do the things that you know you need to do, even though you need to do them. You know you need to do them. The third thing, you don't believe that success is possible for you. So you have these goals, but you don't actually believe that you can do it. And so if you don't believe you can do it, who else is going to believe it? If you don't believe you're going to do it, you're not going to take the actions. You're not going to be the person you need to be to achieve them. But you can rewire that. You can change that. And it might not be conscious. You might consciously be thinking, I believe I can do it. But deep in your wiring, you don't. And that's what matters. You can't convince yourself of something that isn't true deep inside of you. The fourth thing is that you're actually afraid of success. And this is because of the limiting beliefs that you have. So if you tie success or you tie money or freedom to something negative, like for example, I used to tie success with working really hard, yet one of my desires was to have freedom. And so you can just see how that doesn't match up. And so how could I ever have freedom if I believe you have to work really hard to achieve it? That takes rewiring. That takes awareness to be able to see the gap. The fifth thing and the final thing, you're too overwhelmed or quote unquote busy. All right. So this is almost like you aren't prioritizing. You're feeling so overwhelmed, probably dysregulated. You're so busy with other things that you can't do the things that you are saying are important to you. And this could tie into a few of them. This could tie into the fear of success. So it's like a form of self-sabotage. And you don't believe it's possible for you, so you just busy yourself with other things. So it can tie into a few of those things. But ultimately, all five of these things, recapping, you don't know what actions to take. You do know what actions to take, but you aren't taking them. You don't believe that success is possible for you. You're afraid of success, or you're too busy or overwhelmed. So all of these are because you are wired for safety and not success. And I think it was Jordana who was on the last episode who said this. And it's so amazing because it's so true. We are wired for safety and not success. Our whole comfort zone, it is there for a reason. It is wired to keep us safe. It is not wired to have us be going and doing crazy things that we've never done before that could lead to who knows what. But the thing is, we're not out in the jungle trying to tackle alligators. Like, we are safe. We don't need to be protected at the level of our safety zone thinking that we do. So we get to change that. We get to rewire ourselves for success. We can expand our comfort zone so that doing these big things that are so supportive of our big goals, that are so supportive of our highest self, are in alignment with. Because if we don't, we just keep creating the familiar. We keep creating the same results over and over again. Or if we do expand, it's at a very slow rate. We're also addicted to that familiarity. We're addicted to the feelings that we have now, even if they're feelings that we don't necessarily like. We actually become attached to the feelings of stress or anxiety. It feels safe to us. It feels known. We understand it. We know what to do. So the three things that we need to do to achieve our goals and to up-level in all areas of our life. Number one, we need to rewire our subconscious. We need to be able to change the beliefs that we have to align to our greatness. Those subconscious beliefs that we have, they were there to keep us safe for a while, but we don't need them anymore. And it is time to actively take a role in rewiring them. And we do this through mindset work. We do this through somatic work. We do this through inner child work. There are so many different tools that we can use. The second thing, we need to wake up to our blocks. We are often living in a state of complete unawareness of what's actually blocking us. We might say, oh, okay, I know this and that's something and sure, I'm working on it. But if you're not actually embodying that healed version of yourself, the awareness doesn't matter. So we first need to, of course, wake up to them so that we can do the work to heal it, to overcome it. Otherwise, these blocks will keep us in our safety zone. These blocks will continue to sabotage us. These blocks will make it impossible for us to see the success that we want to see. And we will just go around thinking that it's this reason or that reason when it is none of those. It is our own doing. And the third and final thing is we need to become an energetic match for our goals and desires. And the thing is, when we rewire ourselves and when we heal our blocks, that's when we ultimately do become that higher vibration. We become the match. We become the version of ourselves that can achieve the things that we desire and likely much more. So last week, I hosted a masterclass breaking down these three things into how you can actually do this. And I also shared about my upcoming program, Evolve, which is a 12-week program that is going to show you how to do this. And it is at such an incredible rate right now. Okay. So I invite you to click the link in the show notes or on my website to get access to the replay and to also message me about the Evolve program because this is going to be incredible. We start at the beginning of September and I would love to support you in this 12-week program where we will completely rewire your subconscious, overcome your blocks, and align to your higher desires so that you can achieve more than you could ever dream of and feel so good doing it. You can be that seven-figure earner, that multiple six-figure earner and also just feel so good and healthy and vibrant because what's the point if not? This is how I have been able to build a multiple six-figure business working part-time. This is how year over year, my income continues to rise, but my work hours and my level of stress continues to decrease. I have never felt more grounded and more supported by life than I do right now. Okay. And I want you to feel that way too. And I have so much to share with you inside of this program. Each week, we will be diving into a different topic and really going deep on that. You will receive tools and exercises to help you really embody this work. And I guarantee you that if you show up for yourself in this program, it will change your life. Anyways, check that out. But thank you for being here. I hope that this activated you to take responsibility, to take action on your own energy, your own power, because you have so much power and you have so much more to share. And I know that I see that in all of us here. And I am just so excited to help you unleash that. Thank you for being here. I love you all. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It helps so much. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. To join the community and get daily expansive strategies and shifts for entrepreneurs, follow me on Instagram at TheSarahLambert and send me a DM if you're someone who wants to learn about how to work together on building your profitable and aligned business.